Gary Louris is on his own. The founding member of the Jayhawks has his first solo album called Vagabonds. After the breakup of the Jayhawks, the band he co-founded with Mark Olson more than 20 years ago. His new album was co-produced by Chris Robinson of the Black Crowes, who the Jayhawks toured with early in both bands' careers. I asked Gary if there was anything different about writing for a solo album rather than writing for the Jayhawks.
Well, for one thing, it's just those guys that used to stand next to me or behind me are no longer there. You know, the Jayhawks have disbanded and after 20 years. And so I don't know if it's really affected my songwriting so much. Maybe it has, but not consciously. I still go about writing songs like I always did. It's just a different cast of characters are playing with me.
And I was reading a little bit about your songwriting, using kind of not knowing necessarily what a song is going to be about when you start writing it. Do you usually figure out what it's about by the time it's done?
Usually about some. It varies. You know, some songs it's in the middle of the song writing process. Sometimes it's after. Sometimes it's. What I like about it is if I keep it a little bit open-ended, people will come up to me and say, that song's about that. And I'll go, man, you know, you're right. It is. And I didn't even think of that. But usually it's kind of it's almost like therapy. I find out what I'm thinking about subconsciously after the fact of writing it. I'm just not one of those guys who's good at filling up a notebook and then putting it in front of me and trying to put music to it. I'm just not that kind of writer.
Well, we mentioned this this album's called Vagabonds, and there's that song. There's a song called Meandering on it. There's a certain amount of searching going on this. Did you notice that after the fact?
Well, it became pretty clear that was a theme, and you know, at this point in my life, you'd think that I'd have things figured out, but I'm probably just as far away from figuring things out as I ever have. And I think you look at all the brilliant minds that have been here before, and nobody's really quite figured it out. So it's really more about the questions than the answers, I think. It's a heavy answer to that one.
You want to start off? What do you want to start off with?
Well, we're all kind of tuned up and capoed and harmonica'd for Vagabonds, so we'll just start with the title track. Here we go. Seven drummers marching in the rain. Latin lovers couldn't feel the pain. Red Camaro couldn't get their fill. Feeling freedom just west of Chapel. Pointing at the coast, funky singers with cold harmonicas. Carry on, you vagabonds. Everyone's gone away. Carry on, you vagabonds. Everyone's gone away.
over, tell me I'm alive. Shallow breathing right between the eyes. Carry on, you vagabonds, everyone's gone away. 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 Gone away, everyone's gone away. Carry on, you vagabonds, everyone's gone away.
Title track of Vagabonds, which is the new solo album from Gary Louris. Gary's playing live today from the studios of The Current in hometown Minneapolis. Gary, who's doing the harmonies there? Sounds great.
Jim Boquist. He's a legend here in Minneapolis, St. Paul, and a fine fellow. And
Shucks.
He's a kind of an aw shucks kind
Can
of guy.
Can you say that on public radio? Shucks.
Shucks is quite good. It's six letters. It's okay.
Now well, that's quick, David.
Gary, I know. I was hoping I was right. Now, Gary, you didn't record this around home, though. You went out to California. How did that work out?
Well, you tell me. I think it turned out well, but I mean, I think I'm always drawn to recording in L.A. I mean, just kind of what we started to do in the 90s, the Jayhawks would always end up recording in L.A., and you'd get a little spoiled because the studios are just fantastic, and they're, you know, legendary, and you can, although I don't think there were a lot of real famous records done at Sage and Sound. But, and you know, just the whole system of the gear and the engineers and the studios and everything is just great there.
And you you work with Chris Robinson from the Black Crowes. And didn't the Jayhawks open for the Black Crowes way early in their career?
Yes, they were, although they were younger than we were, or they still are, as they keep reminding us, they took us under their proverbial wing. Bad pun there, Black Crowes, Jayhawks. But when we first signed to Deaf American, they were already on Deaf American, and they kind of were our big brothers in a way. And I think Rick Rubin kind of thought of us as the Birds, and they were like the Stones, you know. But, and then, you know, right during that whole Shake Your Money Maker and Southern Harmony period of the Crowes, we went and we toured with them numbers of times, and they're great memories, really great memories. And Chris has remained a true and loyal friend, you know.
Well, there's a bunch of pictures on the jacket on the album of you all. It seems like you're all set up live in the studio. Is that how you did it?
Well, those pictures are from the rehearsal space, another legendary place called the Alley in the Valley, the Alley in the Valley. And the we rehearsed just about 5 days and started with just bass, drums, and myself, and then Chris and Tom Monahan, who was also the co-producer and engineer. We went over and kind of sorted through the songs, and then added in the piano and steel player towards the end of the week. But when we went into the studio then, the following Monday, it was all live. I mean, I sang and played my acoustic live, and we had the steel and keyboards, bass, drums. So after 8 days, we pretty much had about 90% of the record done and just had to add some backup vocals and percussion.
Yeah, that's pretty fast. And then the backup vocals are the Laurel Canyon Family Choir with Chris and Susanna Hoffs, Jenny Lewis, Jonathan Rice, Andy Kabeck, a bunch of folks, which sounds fabulous. Now, how did the idea of using so many voices on the album come about? Because it just really it adds a lot.
Yeah, I'm having trouble remembering who suggested it. I think it was in my head that I wanted to have some group vocals, and I definitely wanted to have some female vocals, because even back in the early Jayhawks days with Karen Grotberg, it just always seemed to blend well with my voice, which is kind of high anyway. So, and just Chris, you know, just kind of wrangled this group of people, and I knew some of them I had never met, but they just came in, and it was just effortless, you know. I sat around with an acoustic guitar and strummed the song and gave them a few directions, and they all found their parts, and it was like, you know, bam. It was just instantaneous. Yes. It sounded great.
Sounds great. Well, let me play a little bit of We'll Get By, because there's some nice great vocals on this one. This is from the new album. We're talking with Gary Louris about Vagabonds, and this is another song from it called We'll Get By.
Everyone said, take a sip from your tea of tears. Nobody cried for the passing of the lonely years. Flat on my back, as I heard them calling out my name, a lady in black at the gathering for all who came. The blues and the shadow lies away. Oh, how our laughter fills.
That's We'll Get By from Gary Louris' new solo album called Vagabonds. We're getting a chance to talk with Gary and hear some of the tunes live. And he and Jim Boquist are playing live for us today. Can you do the one? I mean, here we are, World Cafe in Philadelphia. Can you do the one that we at least get a name check in, the DC Blues?
Yes, you do get a name check, don't you? That was written in DC and in Philly. It was one of the rare songs I actually wrote on the road.
You don't do that much.
Well, I usually seem like I'm too busy doing everything else in the world, but I think I'm starting to do more of that now, especially as a kind of the getting more into the troubadour kind of phase right now, is just taking the guitar up and writing in the room.
Right. So this is DC Blues?
Yes, it is.
Shouldn't be this hard. Built to you this monument, soldier standing guard. It's a rainy night in Washington. The buildings look so proud. Fed upon your every word, men are from above. Hand me down my walking cane, hand me down my shoes. It's my game to win, it's my game to lose. Thank you. give to you my confidence, though I slowly sink to the sea of misery from which we deeply dream. Now it's off to Philadelphia, of what's to come. This old boy's got the DC blues, got me on the run. Hand me down my walking cane, hand me down my shoes. It's my game to win, game to lose. It's my game to win. It's my game to lose. That's
the DC Blues, not a new one from Gary Lewis, who's playing live for us today on the Cafe. Before you finish up this album, you and Mark Olson from the Jayhawks, who you've been doing some touring together as a duo, did a duo album. Is that done?
It is done, and it's just been kind of waiting for different reasons. There's kind of a mostly political, you know, small time record stuff, you know, like I think Ryko preferred that I put my first post-Jayhawk release would be my solo record, and I think Mark wanted to get his solo record out there and for those records to kind of run their course. And then we're not in a huge hurry. We did it. We're really proud of it. It turned out great, and it's very simple. Mm-hmm. And you know, we'll probably put it out in the summer or the fall and tour a bit on that.
Now, when you do that, when you write with Mark, when you do that, does that kick you in the butt for your own writing? Does that inform it in any way? Is it one and the same?
Well, Mark is always, you know, I've looked up to him in many ways as far as his songwriting is concerned, you know, especially his words, you know, and he kind of is known as a word guy, but he's really got a good pop sense too, you know. It's easy to say I was the pop guy and he was the folk guy because it's not really true, but he is a wordsmith, I guess, as you say, and he writes differently than I do, but we seem to meet in the middle. He tends to make the songs fit his words, where I tend to make the words fit my song a little bit more. So I think some of him has rubbed off on me, and vice versa.
That's interesting. Gary Lewis is our guest today. We're talking about mostly about his new solo album called Vagabonds. We're hearing some tunes from it. And the one that leapt out on me first was Omaha Nights. It's a really, really nice song. And can we get an acoustic version of that?
I think we can. Let's give it a go. 1, 2, 3, 4. All the days are numbered, they slipping through my fingers. My singing melodies are meant for other singers, occupying spaces that were clearly meant for others. Am I growing old in the arms of the wrong lover? Thoughts I'm thinking beneath the screen, beneath my feet, between Des Moines and Lincoln. Some folks look for saviors, some for missing pieces, some for earth
set me free. Finite journey. Is it here the sense appears, or are we merely learning that money leads to power and power to corruption? The only way to heaven, mama, is the power of devotion.
Gary Lohr is playing live for us today on the Cafe with Jim Boquist on the harmonies and the other guitar on that one. And Gary's new album is called Vagabonds. Gary, thank you so much for playing live. Sounded really great.
My pleasure, David. Yeah. It's always good to hear from you.
Gary Lohr's Vagabonds. We'll be back in a moment here on the World Cafe.